What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. So the way this works is that when you call into my radio program, you think of one specific question. And the way I'm going to answer your call is I'm going to call out the area code of your phone number and then bring you live onto the program. So that's how this works. Just have a very specific question ready for me, and then I'll be able to give you the most assistance that way. So for future reference, my website is www.mona.vegas. I am available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas. So just letting you know, and I'm going to go right to the callers. I've got somebody here from the 312 area code, and I wonder if this is Brian or Craig. Is this Brian or Craig?
This is Craig.
Hey, Craig. What's your question for me today?
Yes. My question for today is recently, I would say back in February, I filed a complaint against my employer.
Right.
For wrongful termination from my previous position.
Right.
I'm still working for the company, but in a different building and basically a lower rank. They basically said that, implying that I have no case, right? But it also gave me an opportunity to submit a rebuttal, and I just would like to know, how do you see that process going?
Okay, so there's no question at all that you were performing the job effectively, according to these cards. It is causing you a great deal of stress. I just want you to kind of look at this maybe a slightly different way. Sometimes we're presented by things from the universe that are supposed to get our attention. Sometimes those things are not very pleasant, and in your case, not very pleasant. So I'm almost wondering if this might not be the hill to die on while you're still working there. It might be better for you to find another job at another company and then turn around and basically say that you couldn't stand working there anymore because it had created a hostile work environment for you by pointing out something that they did that was wrong, all right? What I wonder is that even if you won this case, I'm not sure you'd still want to work there anyway, Craig.
Correct. You're absolutely right.
So that being said, maybe the universe is showing you a whole bunch of what you don't want, specifically so that you can reinvent yourself into something that's more worthy of your skill set. And if I were you, I would start looking for a job that's the next level up from the job you had before they moved you to another building. I would look for the next level up. And the thing is that the new employer is not going to be able to check where you are now. Your employer won't be able to give any information, and the fact that you're still working at this company, for you to be able to get the next level job, it would be perfect timing for you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn around and you basically address your former company for the hostile work environment that they created. But I would find the other job first.
I think I did.
Good.
I interview on Monday.
Oh, okay. Well, according to this, you know, see, if you had asked me the question, should I stay at this job, the answer to these cards say absolutely not, all right? But what's interesting is your hard work speaks for itself. So the only thing you want to do is talk about your former company, about all the things you've learned, all right, with no negativity, mm-hmm. okay? Because according to this, you're about to be offered a job, and I actually think you're going to be offered the job, and I'm going to give you a date, May 10th.
Oh, wow.
So it's wow. literally saying here that they make the decision, that you meet with them next week, right? And it looks like they make the
yeah.
decision by Wednesday the 10th.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So there you go.
Do you think I should share my experiences, like, openly and publicly about it?
Not until after you leave. And you don't name the company.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Now, if you're going to sue them for the fact that they had a hostile work environment, they're probably going to need you to sign some sort of non-disclosure. So you don't want to do it until after it's all settled, because if they pay you a chunk of money to keep quiet, then you wouldn't want to air out your laundry. You see, Craig?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here. I think this is Vince. Hi, Vince.
Hey, Mona. How are you?
I'm good. So I tried to reach back out to you, but you didn't answer me. So so what's your question today?
Well, I'm starting Monday. I'm starting a new job at a brewery, Boston Beer Company in Pennsylvania. It's a temp to possibly hire full time, and I'm wondering if you see it going full time and this is finally going to be a good thing for me.
Okay, first of all, you've got to go in with the idea that this is the perfect job for you. You have to just go in with that mindset. The second thing is I'm very happy that it's a temp to hire thing. Because you've had a history of things not working out in the first few months anyway.
Right.
So I'm happy that it's a temp to hire thing, all right? But you're going to go in with the attitude that this is the perfect job for you, because if you can stick to this job, it will be the perfect job for you.
Okay. Yeah, I was hired from Niagara Water Bottling Company in Pennsylvania.
Right.
But when I went in for orientation, they called me in the office and they said, we can't proceed with your employment until you get a Pennsylvania address for tax purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know anybody in Pennsylvania. And I told them that I'm not going to get a gold box that I don't need just to have an address and everything. So that was on hold, so this job came up, so I decided to go with this job, and hopefully it'll go full-time.
Okay, according to this, it says that not only do you meet people that you like, but you really cannot say anything negative. Nothing negative comes out of your mouth at that job.
No,
you don't complain.
To,
you don't whine. Yep. You don't say that something should be done better. You just go, put your nose down, do the job. And then it's saying that if you get through these 3 months, this will be the job you probably work at till you retire.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
All right, that's my that's the way to go, Vince. Thank you so much. See you later.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now. All right, so let me see. This might be Jessica. Is this Jessica? Hi, Jessica. What's your question today?
Hi, thanks. So for several months, I was really preparing myself and gathering material from, like, the other job I was at to do corporate consulting. And I was applying to positions like this, reaching out to people. And then something sort of shifted that I was like, you know what, I should be focusing more on, like, the other stuff I want to do, which is, like, animal work and working on a farm. And it seems like I'm going in that direction now, and things are opening for me. But I feel a little bit of mixed emotions because that corporate consulting obviously pays a lot more, and I still do like that. I never thought it would be a full-time thing. So I'm just wondering if you still see that corporate consulting happening in some way. Again, just on a contract basis.
So, okay, so what this says is that you have a card here that talks about you've dodged a bullet, which is a very weird thing for me to say. So the timing might be that you do sort of the working with animals thing for a while, and I'm going to say, according to this, the next 4 or 5 months, and then come fall, you turn around and do the corporate gig again.
Okay.
Now, this is going to make more sense to you than it does to me, but there's a man coming up here that has put his company in jeopardy in some way, and expects you to turn around and save it for him when it's really at the point of no return. And I think what you want to do is, when this fella calls you, he's going to be incredibly direct. You want to say you've taken on another assignment, but that if he still needs you come September or October, you would be available.
I don't know how he would even hear about me, because I haven't been, like, promoting it, let's say, on YouTube or anything. Like, it hasn't been
well,
a public.
What, it's saying that by you waiting to launch this, I'll even say it like that. If you just wait to launch it, like, September, October, you're going to get better clients than if you launched it now.
Yeah, the energy totally left from it. So it's interesting on how that happened. Okay.
Right, but it's saying that another door is opening for you that you didn't expect. So
yeah, that's the farm.
Have you ever seen? Okay, I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Have you ever seen the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
You know what? You mentioned that to me maybe like a year ago that I haven't seen it.
Apparently, you're still supposed to watch it. Now, there's the reason I want you to watch it is while the lead characters are going in one direction, another cool thing happens in a totally unexpected direction for them. And I just want you to watch the movie just because of that.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
All right.
Thank you.
All right,
I appreciate that. Yeah, because
right,
I was feeling
a little
sad. Thank you.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the – I think this might be – hold on, my computer's doing something weird. I think this might be the fabulous Lisa. Is this Lisa?
Hey, how are you, fabulous lady?
I'm good. What's your question today?
Thank you, fabulous. So I just want to know, what do you see with a move for me? I've been looking for a property for a little higher level condo, or my last property that one ever got. And there has not
so
been
it says
you're, a lot you're, available.
It says here your hold on, buddy. The power months for you for a move are July and August. So instead of rushing or trying to find something today, what it's saying is it feels like the perfect property drops in your lap July, August.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just like I'm going to a concert today, and I'm just forgetting about it because – otherwise, you get yourself upset.
I know. Well, you have two first of all the cards say, yes, you find something. And yes, the angels are guiding you. The spirits on the other side are guiding you to the perfect place, all right? So you want to wait for the divine timing that's happening over the next 3 to 4 months. And I'm specifically getting July and August, that you might find the perfect place in July and you might move in August. Because the first card talks about... It's saying that you get right to the core of what you want, and then the universe draws it to you.
Okay, because I don't want to go above a certain amount, you know, just...
Well, that's fine. Yeah. You just... All I want you to do... Okay, first of all, there's a vibe that if you just sit in this vibe, everything starts to shift for you, all right? I'm going to give you the vibe. You wake up in the morning or whenever you find yourself worried, all right, you open yourself up and say, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive, all right? You just say it to the universe, and then you say, thank you, bless you, right? The other thing you might want to remember is the other two things. Nobody does what you do the way you do it, and the people that are meant to find you will find you.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you
yeah.
start agreeing with those three statements, open to your blessings, nobody does what you do the way you do it, the people that are supposed to be in your life are in your life, as soon as you open to that, everything starts to happen.
Okay. And then do you see my place selling good? Because I was going to buy first.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that happens within 3 weeks after you find the place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you find the place first, and then everything starts to happen.
Okay.
All right, girl.
And then I can...
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, I think this is Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Mona. So nice to speak with you.
So what's your question today? Because it sounds like a whole bunch of stuff's actually moving forward for you for a change.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow is moving day. And our apartment number is 317. And it's a beautiful apartment.
Oh, that's a beautiful number. You know what? That adds up to 11. That's a master number.
Yes, ma'am. And
that's perfect.
The current apartment manager is, she's very unpleasant where we're living right now. And she said, if you don't, thank you. We pay our rent like clockwork. We don't owe a penny. But she said, if
you
don't turn in the keys. What?
I said, of course you do.
Thank you. She said, if you do not turn in the keys by 12 midnight on April 30th, I will tack on $1,000 in attorney fees because we will start eviction process even though we don't owe them a penny. And so I hope we get everything done tomorrow. Will it go well? And I hope it's not too expensive. It's three men and a truck.
I'm not getting a problem at all with your move.
Thank God.
It's all going to go fine. You gotta agree that things are finally moving forward for you for a change.
Yes. Okay.
Seriously,
and
you just finally have to agree with that.
Okay, I agree. And
okay.
Will my sister, nephew, and I be safe, comfortable, and happy in the new place?
I'm not getting an issue at all with the new place. As a matter of fact, I really. Are you moving? You said movie day's tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so just as a backup, all right. You might want to see about renting a U-Haul. This is your plan B. Just have it ready. I don't think you're going to need to use it, but you want to find a local U-Haul place, and then what you want to do is call a temporary staffing service that might help you with fellas to help you move. Just say, do you do last-minute requests for moves, all right? Just, I don't think it's going to be a problem, but it doesn't hurt to have your plan B ready to go, okay?
Well, I won't be driving, neither will my sister. So there is a man that was going to help us, and then we couldn't juggle the time frame. I might text him and as a backup. He was very nice, so I'll have that as a backup.
Okay. Just say,
but I
might
need
you. No, I might need you tomorrow. If I do, would you be available?
Okay.
Just ask the question.
I
don't think you're going to need them, though, Wendy, and I got to move to the next call. I just wanted to congratulate you for finally making us all happen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's divine timing. I got approved from my insurance claim, if you remember me talking about that.
I know, and I
got
to let you go. I know all that.
Okay, that's
I'm just telling you.
I love you.
Sweetheart, do not borrow trouble. Everything's going to be fine.
Okay, smooth sailing. Forever.
Okay, girl. See ya. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
All right, got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to area code 519. Hello, 519. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. What's your question?
Well, it seems to be career-related today, so I'm currently on strike wondering if it's a sign to be moving in my own direction and become self-employed.
So sometimes your own intuition bypasses anything I'm going to tell you. I'm just going to validate that exactly what you're thinking is correct.
Oh,
as a matter of fact,
okay.
As a matter of fact, I think that whatever's going on with this thing at your current job, I don't think that it's going to be even remotely satisfied, and I'm going to give you a long timeline. I don't think you go back to work until the end of May, and then I don't think you would get exactly what you want for 5 years. So here's the thing, is that you are burning away the bull crap to get to what's most important to you. What's really interesting is there's a fella here with dark hair and dark eyes that you actually end up starting out to be a consultant or your own business for initially, but then he hires you.
Okay. Yep, that makes sense. I know who that is.
Dark hair, dark eyes. He's a guy that really knows his stuff, Jennifer. I really like him. So whatever it is that you're specialized in, you want to look for someone that has a private business that's in that specialty, and you want to either introduce your talents to him, because it may not be that it's a consulting thing at all. It might be that he just directly hires you.
Perfect. Okay, I think I know who it is. So.
Yeah, you just want to make a phone call. And the way I would make the phone call is I would ask his advice. So let's say his name's Bill. Hey, Bill, it's me, Jennifer. You have a couple minutes? And he'll go, sure, of course I do. Then you say, just need your advice on something. If you were me, what would you do?
Men like that.
Well, of course. But this particular guy already likes you.
Oh, okay.
So he could create a job for you. And then the whole being on strike and not working and, you know, living off a small amount doesn't have to be your reality.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right, girl. Thanks
for
the call.
Love it. Bye.
Okay, see you later. All right. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. What's your question?
Hi. I have a question. So in February, I started seeing someone, and everything was going fine. And then recently, he had kind of backed away. And I reached out to him yesterday, finally, after, like, not hearing from him for about 2 weeks. And he had told me the reason that he had backed away, he was kind of, like, worried about, like, me not telling him my age, because we have, like, an age difference between us. But I told him last night, and we talked, and I told him, you know, I apologize about that. I don't have any secrets to keep from you. And so he said that was the reason. So now, like, we talked and we established that we do still care about each other. And I'm just wondering, do you see a future between us? Like, will things be okay?
So, okay. So whenever someone asks me a yes or no question, and I draw five cards, right? So the reason I draw an uneven amount of cards is that if the majority of the cards are a certain way, it either leans toward a yes or a no, okay? I want to tell you that four out of the five cards in your five-card spread are coming up as a no, all right? I don't really think it's the age that's holding him back. I actually think that he's thinking that there might be somebody else out there, and he's keeping his possibilities open. So I would like you to go into the same energy. You can still see him. You can still spend time with him, but I wouldn't make him your exclusive focus.
Okay.
In other words, you know, here's the thing, and I'm going to just give you this. You can go out with as many guys as you want, as long as you're not poking any of them, or vice versa, as it were. As long as there's no sex, they're your friend, okay? And the reason I want you to start dating lots of men is because you want to actually see if you like someone else more than this guy. I don't think that this guy deserves 100% of your focus.
Okay.
Girl, you can do better is basically what I'm getting.
All right. Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Not a bad guy. You can still spend time with him. I don't even care if you still sleep with him. Just you go out with other guys that you don't sleep with.
Right.
All right?
Okay. Yeah.
You got this.
All right.
All right, sweetheart. All right. See you later.
You.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Okay.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.